Time now is 7:40 here at 1450 WHTC, and it's time to get up to speed with women's bowling. The Women's Bowling Report is brought to you by Zealand Lanes on East Washington in Zealand, and by Auto Owners Hometown Insurance Agency Coop and Burr on WHTC.com and 1450 WHTC. Mary Beverly, good morning, Mary. It's been a week, but happy to see you again.
Well, I'm happy to see you again. You too.
Yeah.
And I better talk fast this morning because there's a lot going on out there. We kicked off our city tournament for the men and women last week, Saturday. Sat right next to a gentleman you might know, Brent Allen.
Yeah, he was out there. He told me that you guys really appreciate him coming out, and we loved being there, and I know he was happy to go as well.
Oh, we had a great time. Ladies have also had a great time on the lanes this week. Here are the women's high scores for the week ending February 1st. Can't say goodbye to January soon enough, but it looks like February's not going to be a whole lot better. Here we go. We have two ladies on top with 268 games this week. One is Bobby Jo Bersma from the Starlight Lanes, and the other one would be Mary DeBoer from the Sunshine League. Four-star lead, it was Tammy Newberry with a 255. Then I have a 237 for Monica Solis from the Friday Night Rollers. On the Sunshine League, it was Belle Guerrera with a 235. She's followed closely by Judy Van Eyck with a 234 on the Starlight Lanes, or on the Starlight League. And then two ladies from Friday Night Rollers, both bowling the same score, and they were on opposing teams, and that would be Jean Newton with a 215 and Mary Beverly with a 215. Deb Dams from the four-star league with a 214, and Robin Veenhoven, 214, Sunshine League. Our high series for the week, Monica Solis, Friday Night Rollers, 668. On the Sunshine League, Mary DeBoer with a 649. Bobby Jo Bersma, 633 on the Starlight League. From the Sunshine League, it was a 618 for Robin Veenhoven. Then I have two ladies coming in at 216, both on the four-star league. That's Deb Dams and Tammy Newberry. Belle Guerrera from the Sunshine League had a 607. From the Friday Night Rollers, it was Jean Newton with a 596. Also a 596 for Jennifer Saravelle on the Starlight League, or on the Sunshine League. And then Eva DeRitter from the Starlight League with a 586. I'd like to put in a couple of words about Eva. Eva carries an average of 135, and when she bowled her 586, she had games of 194, 195, and 197. That will earn that young lady a lot of awards. Jim DeGraff may have mentioned that we do have an increase in our city tournament. We're up to 79 teams, 52 of them are men's teams, and 27 of them are women's teams. And on Saturday, when we kicked the tournament off, we had two squads of eight lanes each, so that was about 40 guys and women on the lanes for both squads. It was really fun. I love tournaments because I get to see so many people.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is so cool. Here are the women's standings after the first week of the tournament. Team Handicap, Acrofab, with a 34-25 in first place. Consistently Inconsistent with a 32-80. There was one gal on this team, Consistently Inconsistent, that drove all the way in from Howard City Saturday morning to take part in our tournament.
That's a great team name, by the way.
Yeah, isn't it? and the ladies were just really fun.
That's fantastic.
Twisted Sisters, I think, is the name of this team, and it's 32-44. They are in third place. And then our women's all-city team is in fourth place with a 31-43. High Scratch is the women's all-city team with 27-80. And then we did have a few doubles and singles bowled. Pearl Bauman, by the way, was the one that came in from Howard City. And Laura Watkins are in first place handicap with a 14-60. And then in second place handicap for the doubles, it's Barbara Payne and Sharon Childroth with a 12-95. Scratch doubles, Pearl Bauman and Laurel Watkins with 10:56. Then singles handicap, I have Pearl Bauman, who her handicap score is a 7:42. No wonder they're in first and second place. Laurel Watkins is in second place with a 7:09. Sharon Childress with a 6:73. And Barbara Payne with a 6:34. Those are all handicap scores. Scratch singles, it's Pearl Bauman. She bowled a scratch series of 5:32. And then Laura Watkins with a 5:15 is in second place. Sharon Childress, 4:82. And Barbara Payne with a 4:10. We have what's called all events, and that's where, Dan, you take your series from the team event, mm-hmm. from doubles and singles, add them all together with your handicap, and that gives you your all events total. And Pearl Bauman is leading that in the handicap division with a 21:72. And she is also leading the all-event scratch with a 15:42. Just lots and lots of neat things. This is just the beginning of the tournament. If any of you like to keep score, we need scorekeepers at Zealand Lanes on Saturdays, especially Saturdays, because so many of our juniors are busy, and they're the ones that like to keep score. Anyway, if you can keep score either Saturday or Sunday for the month of February and the first Saturday and Sunday of March, give Hub at Zealand Lanes a call. That number is 772-2322. The help would be greatly appreciated. Mention Mary DeBoer's name with a 268. Mary does carry a 169 average, and her 268 game and 645 series earned her awards. The series was 140 pins over her average. So nice bowling, Mary. And I think that's going to about wrap it up. I will be headed to opening ceremonies and the opening of our state tournament in Monroe this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll try to give you guys a little bit of a report on that when it comes back. By the way, all of these standings can be found on our website, greaterhowlandbowling.com.
Very cool. Mary Beverly with the Women's Bowling Report. Mary, real quick, I don't want to scare anybody away, but I'm under the impression that keeping score is not the easiest thing to do.
You know what? It's something that we have... No, it isn't. It's not difficult if you were brought up keeping score before the automatic scorekeepers came in. Like so many other things with our calculators
you just gotta
and computers
do it, then.
And iPods. Huh?
You just have to start doing it and then you can figure it out.
Yeah, you can. But to keep score for tournament, don't start trying to learn there. That's not a good idea.
We'll start off with baby steps. Sounds good. Mary Beverly, Women's Bowling Report. Mary, you have yourself a good day. I'll talk to you next week, hopefully with a report from Monroe, right?
All right. Have a grand and glorious day yourself, Dan.
You too. Bye-bye. Mary Beverly, the Women's Bowling Report. We will talk to her every Tuesday at this time.